Good day, ladies of Life Changes. It is good to be with you, friends. I call you friends because since Candace has spoken to me and asked me to share with you, I've had you in my heart, I've had you in my prayers, and I've thought about you a lot. It is wonderful to be with you, and I just want to thank Mark and Candace and your team for this incredible privilege of sharing with the ladies of Life Changes. You are precious. I'm really trusting that today, out of my own personal revelation, I can impart something to you, and that this is just not another talk with a few points, because really you probably know most of these things. But for me, it's been a real revelation on how to walk out these truths God has shown me. A while back, Candace spoke to you about women who stand. So I'd like to follow on from this and speak about women who walk. I want to talk about the journey that God has us on. I got to thinking about this because recently my youngest son, James, was asked by the school for their class that they had to put together a PowerPoint presentation on the story of their life. He had to get photographs and little video clips of big milestones that had happened in his life. Things like the first time he ate solids, or he got a tooth, or they moved city, or anything like that that seemed to bring a change in their life. And I thought, well, this is a lot of hard work for the parents as well, but the children were encouraged to talk to their parents about these milestones. And I then realized it was because the school were wanting to prepare our children for high school. And when the children see that this is just another milestone, they are able to embrace it and take it more easily. And I thought that's actually the same for us. When we see sometimes the difficult situations or the hard things we have to walk through, if we can embrace it as another milestone that God has for us on our journey, it is easier for us to continue our journey. So I want to talk about us as women of God on the journey that He has for us. It is much easier to face our trials or even the rut you might find yourself in if you can be given a few tools on how to get out of these places to take the next step on our journey with God. When I was a teenager, I was at boarding school, and one day my headmistress came into our class and she called me out of the class and took me on a little stroll down to her private home. There she gave me the news that my dad had been murdered. I can still smell her home and I can picture the tiles of her floor. It is embedded in my memory. And that journey home from our boarding school back to the farm where my family lived was one of the longest and hardest journeys I've ever gone on. It was just a time of worrying, fear, not knowing about the future. But I have to tell you, the journey back from the farm back to boarding school was even harder. And sometimes our first step in a new direction is the hardest to take. And I want to encourage you, no matter what place you find yourself in today, please be encouraged to take that first step into the next part of the journey that God has for you. We often need guidance and help to take that step. And so today, the points that I'm going to share with you, I really hope will be a help for you. The first one is a breaking camp. Now, this is something that God actually gave Rory and I very early in our marriage. And Rory often preaches about it, that he was such a terrible husband and he felt he was an ordinary husband and he wanted to break camp. I have to just bring a correction to that. It was both of us. Our marriage had got to a stale place. It was just ordinary. And we'd always wanted to be something special. And so the first thing, talking about moving along in our journey, is actually how do we break camp? And I think there's a brilliant example of this in the Old Testament, where actually the people of God were moving forward towards the promised land, but actually each time that they'd set up camp, there was a certain way they would break down the camp to move forward into the next section. And the way they did everything was very particular. And the first three tribes that moved off in the breaking of camp were the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Issachar, and the tribe of Zebulun. Now, we all know that the tribe of Judah, what does Judah mean? It means praise. And then it's actually more difficult to understand the other meanings. Issachar actually means to serve. It's a picture of a donkey that is a humble attitude. It is a way willing to actually carry a load and move forward. And then the third tribe, the tribe of Zebulun, it was actually a blessing that Jacob spoke over his son Zebulun, where we get this meaning. He spoke over that his tenth son Zebulun shall dwell towards the seashore and be a haven for ships. In other words, a harbor, a place where there is safety and protection. And I want to encourage you, ladies, if you don't know how to move out of a situation or move forward, won't you do those three things with me? If you start praising, change the language of your lips. If you start thinking of asking God on words to speak that are full of praise, won't you start serving? Won't you actually get a humble attitude, an ability, ask God to help you change, an ability to serve and to carry the load? And then thirdly, won't you actually start being a protection for those around you? It doesn't matter what situation this is. It could be in a marriage situation. If you change the atmosphere of your home by doing those three things, it will be a radical change. It could be in a workplace. It could be with a very difficult boss. I'm telling you now, if you start doing those three things, you will break camp and you will move forward on the next part of your journey. It can even be with a difficult child. If you start changing your language to ask God to show you where there are things you can encourage your child in and start praising them, you will change the atmosphere between you and your child. I believe that these three things are the most wonderful way to start changing an environment. The amazing thing is the Old Testament gives us a pattern, but in the New Testament, we are shown real life. And Jesus, who is our perfect example in all situations, he came and did these very same things. He came to speak words of praise, words of life-giving, and he speaks them over us. That is the most wonderful thing to realize, that Jesus speaks life-giving words over us. He actually came to serve us in the most incredible way. The story of Jesus' life is serving humanity. And then he actually paid the most ultimate price, is giving his life for us to be able to have a life of protection, an eternity of protection. Instead of being damned to hell, we have the protection of living eternity in his kingdom with him, with our God in heaven. I think that is the most beautiful pattern that God has given us to break camp and move forward, and the incredible example of Jesus himself that he gave for us to praise, serve, and protect. I love the way Billy Graham puts it. He says, for the believer, there is hope beyond the grave because Jesus Christ has opened the door to heaven by his death and his resurrection. And I think it is a beautiful thing to have a hope that even our eternity is actually a place of hope. Jesus has made a way for us. The second point that I would like to bring up today is keeping in step with the Holy Spirit. Now, any of my friends know that this is probably my go-to scripture. It is my favorite scripture in the whole Bible, Galatians 5, verse 25, keeping in step with the Holy Spirit. He is the one who guides me daily, and I trust that he is the one who would guide you daily. Jesus actually leaves the Holy Spirit to be our counselor and our guide and our helper. And John 14, verse 15 to 31, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit to us. And I would like to read this scripture. For you love me, if you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. And I think this is a wonderful thing that Jesus left for us, the company of the Holy Spirit. He is here with us. It is a promise from Jesus himself that we would not be left as orphans, but we would have the help daily from the Holy Spirit. The way we keep in step with the Holy Spirit is to get to know him and his ways. Galatians 5 is one of the most profound and powerful scriptures. It speaks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I have used this as my go-to scripture again and again, and I just want to give you a little example of how I've used it in parenting. When you have a strong-willed child, it is very easy to continually be disciplining them and trying to change them. But when you take them to the scriptures and you show them how the scriptures can help change them and you yourself, they realize that you're on a journey together. And so whenever I had to deal with this strong-willed child, we would go to Galatians 5, the two of us, and we would read the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And in there, I would point out to this precious little one that they needed self-control and I needed patience. So the two of us together had to talk to the Lord and ask him for his help. And it was an amazing thing as the children matured and they learned to grasp this aspect that actually they were not just wrong and Mum wasn't just wrong. The two of us together needed the help of the Holy Spirit to equip us on our journey. And it's the most wonderful thing when you see your children grow up and they start teaching their friends the very things you have taught them. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God and that the Holy Spirit is there to show us. The third point that I want to talk about is circular versus linear thinking. Now, most women tend to be circular in their lifestyle, and men tend to be linear in their thinking. And you know what? Being circular is actually fine. We have cycles. We have monthly cycles, and we get used to our hormones and that hitting us every month. And so we get into cyclical way of thinking very easily. And men tend to think more directional and along a straight line easier. But we need both. Not one is wrong. We need both. And I'll give you a little funny example of this. When we go on holiday, family holiday, Rory likes to get from A to B, shortest, quickest time possible. I like to make a few stops along the way. And we have had to learn, and as maturity has taught us, that actually both of us are right, and sometimes we need to take the little detours and enjoy the journey. But there are other times when it is best to get to our destination as quickly as possible, especially when we had four young children. I tend to agree with Rory, get from A to B as quickly as possible. But you know, as we've got older, we've started to enjoy the journey together, and we like going to the Kruger Park. And on the way to the Kruger Park, there is this incredible citrus farm that you go through. And I was raised on a farm, and a citrus farm at that. And so for me to stop off and get fresh oranges straight from the farm is the most amazing thing. And sometimes when the traffic is bad, it is actually quite difficult to get into this little place. But because Rory knows it's so precious for me, he will make a stop there, even if we are running late and we are going to get to our destination before closing time. Somehow he seems to pull off and bless me with a stop to get oranges. But there are times when I say to him, Raw, let's just get there. Let's just get to our destination as quick as possible. But as you go along the journey, you learn to actually hear each other and to find the way that can be the best for you. I think being able to do this is a wonderful thing as we grow in our way with God. Do you know that when the people of God were on their way to the promised land, the land promised with full of milk and honey, that 11-day journey took them 40 years. This for me is one of the saddest stories in the Bible, where people got caught up in their circular way of thinking, their habits, their things which were unhelpful, their disobedience, and it kept them wandering in the desert for so long, when actually if they'd listened to God and his ways and learned the things he was trying to teach them, they would reach the promised land quicker. I want to encourage you, ladies, if you caught up in the cycles of life, won't you break free? Won't you ask God to equip you to snap out of that rut and get onto the road that God has for you, the wonderful journey towards your promised land? It was true for my life. Part of lockdown for me has been an incredible thing of me being able to kick out of the cycles of some of my life that were unhelpful. And just having the time and the space were the things that actually broke me free. I have found such amazing ways to break free of some really unhelpful habits, and I'm very grateful to God for that. Sometimes we need straightening out. The story of Jonah is another incredible story where he was caught up in some unhelpful cycles. Actually, his was not even a cycle. I think he was going in the wrong direction. But you know, this just shows me how gracious God is. God set him back on the journey when he was willing to listen to God and his ways and put him on that journey. And I think he was probably involved in one of the most incredible, powerful times of a city coming to know God. How gracious is God? Cycles are also good. They're not just bad. There are certain seasons that we need to stay in and we need to linger in. And I think that is so helpful when men of God preach through a season of God, or they take a series and they massage it into us as people, and they help us understand the truths of God instead of rushing on towards the next thing that some of us just can't keep up. So the cycles of God are also good. One of the most beautiful things God has given us is team. And whether that's in your workplace where you actually learn to work as a team, or it's in a family, or if it's as a husband and wife, or if it's as a group of friends. But when you work well together in team, you are learning from each other and you are not caught up in your cycles, but you are not racing along too fast. You work the two together. May this be an encouragement for you to snap out of your cycles and enjoy the journey of God. The fourth point I'd like to bring to your attention is the Word of God. Please be very aware of your own personal opinions and strengths that can come through in an overpowering way. But somehow when we lean on the Word of God, our own personalities take a step back and we can rest in the assuredness of the Word of God being powerful and to bring change. Recently, I've been preparing a talk on marriage, and I decided that maybe because I'm a woman of over 50 years old, I should actually hear what some of the young married ladies are talking about and how they are approaching marriage. So I saw there was a church that I recognized, and they had a group of young ladies who were talking on the subject of marriage. So I was so excited, and I thought, this is going to help me, and I listened to it. And I was absolutely amazed by their strength and so much of their charisma that was coming through. And they had really searched and got to know their husbands, and they were really making an effort to work at marriage. But after the talk, I was really disappointed because I realized not one of them had mentioned scripture. And this was from a church perspective. And not one of them had actually rested upon the Word of God. There was one lady who spoke a bit about humility. But it is concerning for me when we come with a perspective which is just our own and our personal perspective. We have to rest on the truth of the Word of God. It is something very stable for us. The Word of God can fashion and shape you like nothing else, ladies. And when we are stubborn in our ways, there's something about that deep, penetrating truth that an early morning scripture can open up and bring change to you so quickly and easily. And it is actually not as painful as you think it should be. God's Word can be restrictive at times, but it's actually because sometimes we need to be just pulled in and shorten our viewpoints, and put back on the straight and narrow and the journey of God, and encouraged to move forward. The Word of God is solid, and it is always powerful, and it is always helpful in every situation. May I encourage you, if you have a major business deal, whether you have a marriage problem or a parenting issue, whatever you are going through right now, your answers will be found in the Word of God. Get to know the Word of God. My fifth and last point is prayer. I don't know how people can cope without prayer, how they can get through life without prayer. The journey of God has to be with prayer included. It is the only thing that can help us through our daily walk. I want to read to you from Ephesians 3, and I read this every day. Ephesians 3, verse 14. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches you may be strengthened. He may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we will ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Prayer works, ladies. Just in that scripture, we can learn so much about what prayer does. And I encourage you to talk to the Lord. And actually, you know what? Posture is a thing with prayer. I think sometimes when we feel that we are charismatic and we have a new way, we can be so free, we can pray in just in any way. Yes, we can pray in the car on the way to work, and that is good. And we can pray in all different situations. But the thing that I want to encourage you with is sometimes you do need to kneel. You do need to kneel before the Father as you take your supplications to him and your requests. And yes, sometimes you might even need to lie prostrate before the Lord and call on his name. When you are desperate, you lie before the Lord and you present your request to him. He will hear you. I notice the more that I pray, the more testimonies I have to share. And I'm just amazed that even in other people's lives, as I pray for them and get a heart for them, I find that God includes me in the stories of their lives, and I too can share in their great testimonies. I want to encourage you, don't give up. Recently, I had almost given up on something that I've been praying for a long time, and God just reminded me that in his perfect time, he will answer my prayers. And so I'm fully encouraged again to never give up, to never stop praying and calling out to God for the things I'm walking through. So ladies, women who stand, so very important for us to understand those aspects. Women who walk, so incredibly important to keep on the journey that God is taking us on. And I want to be a little bit naughty and say, Cans, maybe you and the ladies, actually, women who sit. That place of security we find in God. All three are important, and I feel maybe there's another little topic for you. I trust that you have been encouraged today, ladies, to continue being on the journey that God has for you. I want to say again, break camp from those things that have held you down. It doesn't matter what hurt you've been through, what pain you have suffered. I ask you not to stay under that cloak. but to actually break free and praise your way out of it, serve your way out of it, and actually be a protection for those around you. Let the Holy Spirit be your guide in your daily life. Kick out of those unhelpful cycles and habits that you have. But maybe for some of us, we need to form some good routines and get some linear perspective. May the Word of God be your reference and that which you stand on. And may you find incredible release as you take your prayers to our God Almighty. Ladies, enjoy the journey. And I trust that you would feel the presence of God as you take each step. May God bless you and keep you. And thank you for being with me today.